Pianist Dmitri Levkovich will be the featured soloist for an exciting program presented by the Kindred Spirits Orchestra this Saturday, February 8th at Flatow Markham Theater. The internationally renowned pianist has performed as a soloist with the Cleveland Orchestra, China National Orchestra, Dresden Phil, and Utah Symphony Orchestra. He has performed at great halls, including the Moscow Conservatory, as well as the Mariinsky Theater's Concert Hall and Carnegie Hall. Dmitri has made a name for himself performing Mozart, Prokofiev, and Rachmaninoff. As well, he's competed in some of the most challenging piano recital competitions around the globe. On Saturday, the Ukrainian-Canadian pianist will interpret Bartok's Piano Concerto No. 3, a piece written during the final few months of the composer's life as a birthday gift for his wife. That evening, you will also experience Brooks' In Memoriam and Rachmaninoff's Final Symphony No. 3, and it was written after a 17-year compositional drought, and the piece harkens lush tones of the past Romantic era. There will be a pre-concert recital, a pre-concert talk, and a post-concert champagne reception.
Listening to Dmitri Levkovich in performance, and he's here in studio. Welcome.
Thank you.
Great to be with you. Thank you for joining us this afternoon. We hear Bartok's concerto is a birthday present. When you're playing it, does it feel like a birthday present?
I think Bartok's wife was a pianist.
Okay.
And he wrote previously two concerti for piano, which are considered one of the most challenging pieces, and it's nothing that I would agree to sub last minute with.
Right.
So I think in comparison to these first two concerti, the third one is like a birthday present, because it's something that you can learn quite fast, I found.
It's a birthday present both for her and maybe for you in this situation, which is nice, a little easier than those other pieces you mentioned. Tell me about that situation where you are given just a few weeks, where they let you know, hey, we need you here. What do you go through in that situation? Is it a scramble to learn the material, or what happens?
With this particular piece, I considered every possible element.
Yeah.
For example, I haven't played any Bartok before.
Okay. So there you go. There's a hill to climb right there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I didn't know exactly what to expect until I got the music, which wasn't easy to get either. It's not readily available. I didn't have it in my library either. And
I love this. These are the challenges we don't understand as people who go see you perform this. We don't know that you couldn't, you know, it was hard to get your hands on the music.
And yeah, I got my hands on the music only in 2 days, even though it was already a pressing matter. And then I just dropped everything and started discovering the score. And the first 5 days, it felt like I'm just force feeding.
Right.
And
like studying anything, I suppose, right? You just you have an expertise you bring to the table, but at the same time, it's all new material. It's a new composer for you. So.
Yes, yeah. And very different approach to musical material.
What's it evoking for you? And now that you've been practicing and so on, what's your feeling on Bartok?
I think it's probably one of his more accessible pieces.
Right.
It's very tonal. It's somewhat baroque. I actually got interested in Bartok after I started with this piece, and I realized that he was an amazing piano teacher,
right,
aside from composer. I thought with the amount that he wrote, how would he have time for anything else? But he did, and it made me discover this wonderful pianist of the past who was his student, Georgi Sander, also a Hungarian. And
it's always special. I mean, that's one of the joys of my job as well, is that we start and we see that a piece is composed by somebody, and we start to look a little deeper into their life and career, And we realize maybe they worked on choral works, or maybe they, like you say, were a music teacher or conducted, and we didn't necessarily know that about them. So it's always fascinating to take that journey.
But it was for me a discovery that Bartok was an exceptional piano teacher. Because
right.
this Georges Sander, I started listening to his Schumann's Carnival.
Right.
And I've heard it so many times. I didn't perform it myself, but it wouldn't keep my interest usually. But here it was some kind of magic happening, from magic which can be found in very few, primarily classical recordings. And so because of having to learn the Bartok 3, I discovered that his student was a marvelous pianist.
I love it. Going down the rabbit hole when we learn about somebody that we don't know a whole lot about, it's incredible. Tell me about working with the Kindred Spirits Orchestra. What's that experience for you?
Well, it's the rehearsals untypically started very early on.
Right.
So I agreed initially to have concert ready in something like 3 weeks.
Okay.
And rehearsals would be 4 days before the concert, as usual. However, they started 10 days after I agreed. So I was given really only 10 days. And I thought I would be in panic, just playing one hand at a time in the first rehearsal. However, I knew it all by heart by then. So I'm a little relaxed about what to expect.
I'm so thrilled. That's going to be lovely to experience. And I like what they're doing. There's going to be a pre-concert performance. There's going to be a chat. And then we're going to see you. We're going to see other pieces as well. Rachmaninoff's Third. We're going to hear Brook. And then there's going to be jazz and champagne afterwards. So it sounds like a complete evening at the Flatow Markham Theater.
I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, me too. By the way, I know you're very focused on Bartok, but you've played a lot of Rachmaninoff. You've had a listen to Symphony No. 3. What's the feeling?
Usually I expect a lot of brooding from Rachmaninoff. But here it felt like he wrote his Hollywood symphony.
Okay.
You know, he moved to Los Angeles, and right. there is some unusual cheery element about the whole symphony. Very unusual Rachmaninoff.
I love it. That's so fascinating. Of course, we always think of Korngold and his transition as well. But as mentioned, pre- and post-concert events, tickets at markhamtheater.ca. You can also call. It is this Saturday night, 905-305-7469. And Dmitry Livkovich, really interesting getting a chance to hear about your experience with this, and fascinating to learn more. And thank you for being here. I really do appreciate it.
Thank you. Wonderful meeting you.
All right. You're with The Oasis on the New Classical FM.